This program is sponsored by Dave Stahl.
Power on. Power on.
It's time to take your place on the starting grid and get ready for Racer Radio. Your host, Dave Stahl, about to take you for a white-knuckled lap around the motorsports industry, covering everything from top-notch national drivers and crew chiefs right down to your local kid racers and racetracks. Watch for the apex, because here comes Racer Radio with Dave Stahl.
All right, folks, welcome. This is Racer Radio FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
This hour is brought to you by Southwest Point of Sale. If you've got a business with cash registers and cashiers, and you're having a hard time keeping them in the cash register, well, try self-checkout. All the big boys do, and Southwest will put a system in your business easy peasy. All you got to do is just give them a call at 800-540-2149. They'll come out to your location, do a complete evaluation, and if it fits, it fits. All right, we've got the... Oh, and also Black Forest Motorsports. How could I forget that? If you have a BMW Mini or a Porsche and you're looking for an alternative to the dealer, Black Forest has over 40 years experience. That's right, 40 years experience. Go to blackforestautomotive.com, make an appointment, and they will either do street cars, race cars. It makes no difference. Well, we got a family in here today,
packed
don't we?
Packed house. All right. Lots of speed in the air.
Okay, so
and the ground.
Name them.
Okay. Should I start from the left and work right?
Because
no, that's how many.
You'll mess that all up.
No, I'm going to try. I'm going to try. We have Brent Sexton.
And he is.
He's a racer.
He's the money bags.
He's a sponsor and a crew. I think he has a lot of titles, and we'll let him tell us that.
Okay.
And then we have Grant Sexton, who has recently earned the title of 2021. I know. So he races Lightning Sprints, but he's the champion of the Southwest. It's no longer the California. It's two different sectors, right? The Southwest Lightning Sprint champion. And then we have a future pilot, Bronson.
Hasn't figured out headphones, but he's working on it.
And I think they even wear headsets in
they do.
So that was interesting.
Much better than those.
Yeah, that's true. Quality. Yeah. And then we also have another. He recently won. I can't believe he got second in championships for the Southwest Lightning Sprint. But he also got Rookie of the Year.
Wow.
That, to me, says a lot. Braden Sharamonte.
All right. All
off the top of my head, I think I got
it. I'm very impressed,
wow.
Teach.
Wow. And actually some main sponsors sitting behind us, Mom and Dad.
Yeah. And then who's this guy over in the corner not doing anything?
Well, Mom and Dad.
Oh, that's the Mom and Dad.
Yeah.
Right.
And you can see him.
Are you tired?
I'm exhausted.
I know. So who do you want to talk to first?
I think champion. Huh? What do you think? Grant.
Yeah, what do you think?
What do you think? How you doing?
So was it
good
a piece of cake, walk in the park, no problem?
Definitely not.
Oh, keeping it real.
Yeah.
Now, for folks that are not watching, how old are you?
I'm 17 years old.
Okay. How long have you been racing?
I've been racing Lightning Sprints for 4 years.
Okay. Prior to that?
When I was seven, I raced mini doors for like half a season, and then I flipped and I got scared. So.
Oh, switched. But you're back on the horse.
Yeah, I switched to ball sports and then found my way back to racing.
Oh, you tried to get away and you just couldn't.
Yeah, no, it was too much
okay,
fun.
Okay, so you still had that fear of flipping, right? It's still there.
Not anymore.
Well, no. But it
was.
Was
there.
How did you overcome it when you got back in the car?
I made some dumb decisions and I flipped my race car. I just ended up on my lid again, and then it wasn't as scary as that.
Oh, you did it again.
Oh, yeah.
It wasn't as scary as I hear you on that. The anticipation sometimes is worse. I've done everything except flip, knocking on wood.
It's
but all
fun.
The other stuff, it hasn't been as bad as I thought it would be.
Okay.
Yeah, me too.
Good job getting back up on the horse.
Yeah. It was scary at first, but then once you get the hang of everything and you're older at that point, and it was just a lot easier than I thought.
And you didn't get hurt the first time, right?
Yeah. No,
your bell rung, and I mean,
yeah, it scared me.
It scared you, but you didn't end up in the hospital.
No.
So, but see, the fear was the fear of going upside down. It wasn't the fear that you broke something or you hurt something.
Yeah,
it was just the fear of getting upside down.
Yeah, of something you have uncontrollable.
Yeah.
Don't you hate that?
Yeah.
So you try to go to stick and ball, and that just wasn't giving you enough.
Yeah, like it was fun, and then I got good at the sports, and then I was like, the racing stuff caught my eye again, and then started watching all the racing. I was like, I want to try that. And my dad got back into it.
Yeah, I was wondering. It is in your blood and around you.
Yeah.
So you couldn't fight the feeling.
Yeah.
So what are you doing next year?
As
he looks at his dad.
Racing the lightning sprints again, and then hopefully get into like a bigger car, like a midget or a sprint car at some point in the season.
Do you want to make a career out of this, or is this still a hobby?
Yeah, I would like to. I would like to see how like the midget and the sprint car go.
How far
like,
you can go?
Yeah. See if I have a shot, and then see how far I can take it after that.
All right. So you're moving to Indiana? Is that what you guys
right?
are trying? Well, that's what everybody does, right?
Yeah. I wish.
Yeah, I know.
We already tried talking AJ Bender into it last week
He'll end up going.
His girlfriend's already pushing him.
His wife is friends.
Or his wife, I mean.
His wife is really good friends with Jessica Swanson, who recently moved back there. So
hey, happy wife, happy life.
Let's not get rid of all the good ones, though. California needs some.
But we have phones that they go a long way distance. All right, should we talk to champion number two?
Well, second runner-up as a rookie at 14?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So how long you been racing?
I raced for about 8 years. This one, my first year in a lightning sprint. I've been racing off-road since I was 5.
Oh, you did off-road.
Yep.
Okay. So what flipped you to staying on a track?
There was one day Brent had a test going, so I went up there and drove my old lightning sprint, which is the one we bought, and just fell in love with it. Raced that lightning sprint for a while, then just got a brand new Hyper a couple races ago. And then ever since I got that, I've been in top 3 for most of the races I've done in it.
Wow.
So what's a Hyper? Is that the manufacturer of a car?
Yeah, yep. I even know that as a dwarf car driver, that Hypers mean something.
And she doesn't talk about other divisions
not
very
much.
Often.
No,
she's
a little
kind of
narrow-minded.
Stuck in the mud. Where's Hyper built at?
Pennsylvania.
Whoa.
Yeah.
So East Coast racers, so they've got it figured out.
Yep.
Yeah, so you're getting ready for next year?
Yeah, I'm pretty excited for next year.
Yeah.
You can tell. Look at that. Just
how many different
look.
Tracks are you going to go to?
Hopefully we can travel a lot, go back to Minnesota this year.
Oh, wow.
Hopefully we can go back there.
That was very specific. Is there a track back there that you want?
Oh, there's
we were back there. It was 4 different tracks in 4
Yeah, they have racing outside of California, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Can you imagine if you live someplace where you raced every day?
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Wouldn't that be something?
Could you keep up your end of school and race?
I have a feeling he would.
Does he have to, Mom?
Yes.
Well,
I mean, we've said this a billion times. You're never going to find a racer that gets bad grades. I mean, I've never met one yet. Have you got bad grades?
Nope.
Have you got bad grades? Nope. Have you got bad grades? Nope.
Your hair, patting him on the back.
But see, I'm not going to ask Dad because we already know where Dad.
We're not asking Dad. Dad's grades?
Yeah. Yeah, we're not going to ask his grades in school because. But they were probably good too, right? That's well. You have to be. I mean, let's face it. You have to be.
Well, yeah. Look at over here. I'm thinking of Deegan Irie because Deegan Irie's only 13,
right?
And I know has straight A's because he goes to my school.
Yeah.
And but he's such a good kid.
Name
as well.
Any of these little kids. I mean, Eric Evans, Grant. I mean, they're all because I think that's why I try to instill and get kids to come in to let parents know. If you want to get the best out of your kids, you stick them in a race car.
Yeah, and then just strive for your best always. Be your best, why settle for less? That's my tagline.
Is that
on my teaching
email? Is that on your
email.
Race car?
No, as my profession.
Oh,
it's the tagline. Be your best, why really settle for less?
You have a profession?
At least try. For now.
My tagline is way better than your tagline.
Let's hear it, Dave.
Well, it's that one where I don't plan to leave.
Oh, the sliding in when you're dying kind
all
of thing?
All wore up, exhausted at a time of my life. Yeah, I'll take something to that effect. Hey, it's a way to roll. All right, let's take a quick break right here on Racer Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
I can hear your voice saying, won't you ever learn?
All right, folks, welcome back. You're listening to Racer Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
Segment is brought to you by El Cajon Ford, where nobody, absolutely nobody, treats you better than El Cajon Ford. Inventory's up. Service will work on everything. How can you beat it? Take a run down to El Cajon Ford, say hi to the gang, and thank them for sponsoring Racer Radio and big, big help to Barona. I think everybody in this room has raced at Verona one time,
Brent,
or another.
Yes, Grant.
Yep.
Yes.
So let's pop this over here real quick, like to Pops. So are you gonna race next
Reluctant
year?
Reluctant Pops.
Oh yeah, I gotta try and keep these kids honest.
The lightning sprint.
I will be running a lightning sprint. Hopefully.
Aren't you a little big for a lightning sprint?
I stuff my big butt in there.
2 pounds of salami in a 1 pound bag.
Yep.
There he goes with his compliments again.
Hey, I'm full of them. Just ask me. Hey, get your own show. So now you've been, your family, and you, I mean, you guys have been racing just pretty much forever, right?
Yeah, mainly the lightning sprint.
Mainly in dirt?
Mainly in dirt, yeah. I mean,
have you tried to go asphalt?
Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to think of what all we've, any go-karts.
Maybe God's just going to say go-karts probably.
Yeah,
anything.
The go-to, right?
Yeah, I mean, just a little bit.
But everybody I talk to that's done dirt, gone to asphalt, always comes back
to
dirt.
They come back, like Kyle Larson. Sorry.
Well, yeah, but look, Kyle Larson did something that nobody thought anybody could do. His owner lets him come back to dirt. Now all these other drivers are starting to,
Chase Elliott?
Back in the day when they'd say, you drive this and you drive nothing else. Well, then Kyle Larson keeps spanking him, so they...
That's these guys' idol.
Oh, yeah, mine too.
All through the controversy, I was still rooting for him.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. No, I met him up at Paris Auto Speedway. I thought he was a 12-year-old kid. I just walked right on by. I didn't pay any attention. I didn't know who he was. And then all of a sudden I went, holy moly, that was Kyle Larson.
Yeah.
So I went back.
I can't wait to meet him because we'll see everything eye to eye, literally.
Yes. He could drive your race car.
He could fit in my car.
Yes, he could.
You're right.
That little tiny seat.
It's probably more like Rico Avery.
Hey!
Did you hear that?
I did. I am not the
I've interviewed Rico.
On air or in person?
On air. Yeah.
I mean,
I do try to reach out periodically to the troops.
You know what, though? I can't knock him. He's fast.
No.
Now, I'm going to steal a line from Dave. Brent, you're no spring chicken. He's said that before. And you say mostly lightning sprints. How long has that division been around?
California Lightning Sprints. I mean, we were a part of that back in the day, but they're 25, 26.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
I was going to say, it's
I
a
didn't know.
Long
I knew
running.
Still relatively to the sport, so I didn't know they'd been around that long.
Oh, yeah. Oh. No, they've been around quite a while. And a lot of it started actually out at Verona when it was the eighth mile.
Right, exactly.
It was even smaller.
Oh, yeah. Clint Newman used to be the owner. Kelsey's dad.
Oh, yeah. So we started talking in the green room, and I didn't want to hear any of the answers, so I didn't fully ask it. Wing versus non-wing, because California Lightning Sprints usually have the wing. What do you prefer, each of you, including you? What do you prefer, wing or non-wing, if you have experience in both? And why?
I personally prefer non-wing myself because it takes a lot of the motor and, you know, stuff out of it and makes it more of a driver's.
Driver. Mm-hmm.
And I always feel like I have a little more of an advantage with these guys just having some time behind the wheel.
Okay, yeah.
Non-wing without a doubt.
Okay. And so how much experience do you have without the wing?
Like a total of 8 races, I'd say.
Out of a total of how many then?
Probably like.
50
or 60,
so not a big percent.
No, but it's a lot more fun.
So why aren't you in a dwarf car? I'm sorry. Well, couldn't help myself. okay, so did you ever take it off this season?
Yeah, we took it off, I think, at Placerville for the Hangtown 100, and then Verona twice or 3 times, something like that.
Oh, okay, so a number of times.
Yeah, it's just a lot more finesse, and it's a lot more driver.
It's a little
I like
wild,
it.
A little more on the edge.
Well, it's a little loose and fancy free. You make a mistake, you better be on top of it.
Yeah. This,
you're not going to get out of trouble as quickly on that car as you would with a wing car.
Oh, yeah. The wing helps out big time.
Yeah, I've never experienced the wing. So is it possible you just don't let off the gas with the wing? Is that a true statement?
It is a lot more like wide open-ish, but it's still got the finesse factor.
For sure, because it's dirt, too.
Yeah, but it's got that wing, and you could feel it. You rely on it big
time. Yeah, I was just going to say, that wing becomes a little bit of a crutch.
Yeah.
And we don't need any hate emails. We're not bagging on wing drivers.
No.
I love the
wing. Well, you have
too.
To throw that out
once
in a while.
You're right, not bagging, because the Dumases, they did worse for a long time.
It's two different...
they like it for different reasons.
It's two different race cars.
Yeah. You could tell they're a lot more comfortable without the wings.
Yeah.
The
yeah.
Dumas
because they're fast. They have the experience.
Yeah. Right.
So what about you over here, Rookie of the Year?
Non-wings for sure, a lot more fun.
Do you feel like you have to say that in
no,
this
No, I don't
room?
Think so.
Don't
he doesn't
feel
look,
like you have
he
to
doesn't
say
look
that.
Like the type. Okay. Have you driven a wing car?
Yeah, we did both in Brent series and then the Hangtown 100. We did the three nights of non-wing racing.
Okay.
So, yeah, I like non-wing a lot more.
How's the transition going from one to the other? Is it a problem?
It depends on how the track is. If the track's super gripped up, the non-wings pretty much drive like a wing car.
Yeah, okay. Right?
Yeah.
And I know the pilot here likes wings.
I was going
to
say,
he
aren't
has
you talking
to like
to him?
Wings as a
well,
pilot here.
Stick your or swing you swing your mic over because it doesn't make any noise.
Yeah, we need the wings to fly. Without that, we're stuck on the ground.
Oh, the pilot comes out of him. What can I say?
Yes.
Yeah, I've driven a lightning sprint, and it'd be the last time for sure. I was not a fan of it, and then I didn't go very well at all.
Oh, really? So you like that loose?
I don't really. I never drove it with a wing. I went wingless.
Oh, I see.
Only
okay.
Wingless, and oh, I just really was a fan. And
you think you gave yourself enough time to really try it out? I mean, your heart is in the air.
Nah.
Yeah. I did a practice session, and I think 90% of a race, and then had an incident, and then we called it quits. On
yeah,
that.
Incidents is.
Well, happen. You know, the thing of it is, and any one of you can chime in. When you get into it, you either know you're going to like it or you know you're not going to like it.
Exactly.
And that's I don't care how much
he
you
knew
do.
He loved it. I know that the gentleman to my right loved it instantly when he was talking about his car.
Well, and that's why I'm saying, you know, it's just when you know you like it, you like it. But, you know, then again, there's drivers out there that'll jump in anything.
Sheldon Creed.
Yeah. Oh, so you're more of an off-road guy.
Yeah, I like distance.
He withheld that information. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, so next year, I'm jumping in a new speed car with Robbie. And me and Max and Robbie going to be in a desert racing team.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You'll have time for that?
Okay.
School, airplane.
Here's the key. Have Robbie drive last, okay? Because if he drives first, because you know how he drives.
Are you
going
to have to apologize for that?
No. Robbie knows it. Am I right? It's either all in or all out.
Robbie's he knows what he's doing, but yeah,
he's on that ragged edge, and you know how ragged.
Go big or go home.
Well, you know how ragged edges are. Sometimes they work, and so have him drive last, so you at least get an opportunity.
Yeah, that's true.
Luckily, we all three of us have a car.
So oh, yeah, so you're so not sharing a car?
No,
okay.
Yeah. No, yeah, we have all of us have a car.
Have you? Is he going to let you do his stadium trucks?
That's the goal one day. Those look super fun. I drove one at his shop in North Carolina.
Yeah.
A couple of years ago, back in 2019, and it was a cool truck. I mean, it's just.
Wow. Well, I made a total silly mistake because I do a lot of that. He was coming to San Diego to do his thing down at Qualcomm, and I said, "Hey, bring one of your trucks down. We'll bring a ramp. We'll open up the gates. How much trouble could we get into?" Well, the truck had like 800 horsepower, and this kid about your age comes out of the west gate sideways, you know, all jacked up, hit the ramp, flying through midair. There were cars in the parking lot. He missed them by inches, man, but it was the best segment I ever did because I'm a monster truck guy. You ever want to drive a monster truck?
Dude.
It'd be cool to drive one, I think, just to see what they're like.
Yeah, I'd take the whole class. I'd like to go take the whole course.
There's a class?
Oh, yeah. There's cool. Monster Truck University. Remember I told you I want AARP to sponsor me?
You have said that, yes.
That way when I crash, I mean, then I'm covered.
Before this segment, which is the Barona segment, is over, may I ask Brent or any of the drivers, they're running the Southwest Lightning Sprints. Are they at Barona next season?
Have you heard?
I have heard that they are, that we are looking at possible 8 total races there for the season.
You guys put on such an awesome show.
Thank you.
I mean, the last time, you know, I mean, I think that's one of the reasons why they keep inviting you back, because the stands do fill up when you guys show up. You have to admit.
I would like to say that we're one of the premier shows.
I know
Brad.
Outside of the dwarf cars. Outside of the dwarf cars.
Yeah, you have to say that around me.
We like dwarf cars. I sponsor a few of them out there, too. But, yeah, I heard that Ron's going to be from Mojave. Speedway, and that's going to be one of our first races.
Yeah, actually, in fact, he's going to come on here in another few minutes, and then we could all, by the way, the rule of thumb on radio, if you want to do talk to Ron, just stick your finger in the air, that way I know. You don't even care as long as you have a car on a track, right?
Yeah, yep. He's just thinking about his car. He's lost.
No, he's not lost.
He's lost in thought, thinking about his car and set up the next track.
We're on the same page. Yeah.
They're thinking about Tulsa. They're not even thinking about Christmas. They're going to be heading back. Both Grant and Braden are both heading back to Tulsa to run the
about that the last the segment.
Shootout. The day shootout. After.
Have you done that before? Is this the first time?
Yeah, I did it in the 1200. It was like my second race ever.
Let's just take on the big guys. What the heck?
My dad thought it was a good idea, and I was like, yeah, it sounds fun. So I
did it. Hey, son, let's try this.
Good job there, Dad. Which divisions? I mean, there's multiple. I know you can.
In the lightning sprint. But this year we'll be in the stock non-wing, outlaw non-wing, and then I think it's stock wing, right? No.
Yeah.
Outlaw.
You don't care. Just hand me the car and I'll be good.
I got non-wings. I heard two
non-wings and then one wing class. I'm not sure what exactly they are. Braden could probably tell you.
Hey, Braden, could you tell us? Yes. So are you both in the same?
Yeah.
And you're flying back, right?
Maybe next year we will. When I have my jet, maybe we can fly next year.
Okay, we'll work on that.
We'll work on that one.
So have you been? You haven't been back to Tulsa, have you?
No, I've never been. We went back with Hyper. That's the car we're running with.
Right.
I went back there a couple weeks ago, the week before Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Or no, a couple weeks before Thanksgiving at Millbridge back in North Carolina and ran their car.
Really?
They had seat time for Tulsa.
Is there any video games or anything that you can drive that track? Or do you even bother with that?
iRacing has a chili bowl and a track in it. So it's the same track.
So you've done the iRacing?
Yep.
And have you done a track that... Is that track smaller than Barona? I mean, it seems tiny.
Yeah,
of course.
Is it Ventura size?
Smaller.
Even smaller. So have either of you who are doing it this year been on a track that small?
We've been at Lemoore, which is probably around the same size.
Yeah.
Have you been to Ventura?
Okay.
Yeah. Because Ventura is pretty crazy, too.
Pretty small.
It took me forever to remember that. Remember the other last week, I couldn't remember Ventura to save my life.
That's okay. We only talk about it every other week.
Yeah.
Pardon?
Can I get a couple plugs in too?
Sure, absolutely.
Just because our last race, the Lettuce Bowl, got canceled just due to state mandates as far as everything else, but insurance requirements. So they now it's going to be our first race of this 2022 season down at Imperial County Fair, their midwinter fair.
Oh, okay.
Jeff and Mickey Dale and those guys. And
excellent.
Those guys are all. Extended it, so we're gonna. That's gonna be our home opener. I say home opener.
Right.
For the Southern,
the winter winter school. Open.
Winter. It's their midwinter fair that they have. Uh-huh. They're gonna have livestock and all that stuff.
But
all
right.
They wanted us out there that first weekend, so that's the first weekend in March. I think it's the 4th and 5th, and then we go over to Ron's track, who's gonna be on later out of Mojave
March.
The following weekend. That's with the Dwarf Car Nationals.
That's the first national for Dwarf Cars.
Getting your Dwarf Car plug in there, but they're gonna have a practice day on the 10th, and then we race 11th and 12th out there. So it's a busy first 2 weeks of racing, and then we get a break, and then I believe Barona's going to start.
Start their series up as March. Well. Oh, it's just right around the corner, folks. Just right around the corner.
It's
right,
not soon enough for this guy right here. I can tell Braden's like, nah.
He's ready.
I want to be in the seat now.
He wants to go tomorrow. Are you kidding
right
me?
Right now. He's like, why am I here? I should be racing. Yeah.
By the way, we got a big yup from Craig, so. Yeah, you got a big yup.
We get a week's worth of racing with these guys here.
Yeah, there you go. Soon. That'll keep you busy.
Yeah.
All right, let's take a quick break. When we come back, right here, we've got more Racer Radio on FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
The best time of the year.
All right, folks. Racer Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
This segment is brought to you by Paris Auto Speedway. Fast half-mile track. Everybody should at least take a run up there and give that track a try. 18700 Lake Paris Road. Just go to their website, parisautospeedway.com. It'll keep you up to date on all the races coming and going. All right, Scott Delosio hooked us up with another great interview. Ron Myers from Mojave Valley Raceway. Hey, Ron, how's it going?
Very well. Thank you very much.
So
I hope
you
guys have a Merry Christmas.
Hey, Merry Christmas to you, too, and all of yours. And you're on the edge of your seat getting ready to get the racing season started?
Yes, we are. Yeah, we got a race coming up, actually, for New Year's Eve and New Year's Day. Actually, December 30th and January 1st. It's going to be our opening race to open up the season. Mm-hmm. We got pretty much an all IMCA sanctioned events. We got the IMCA modified, the IMCA stock car, the IMCA sport compacts, and the IMCA super stocks, which we just brought in new this year. Hopefully that works out for us.
Yeah, I think you got two winners in the studio. Just thought I'd throw that out there. So make sure you get their name spelled right on the trophies because we want it to do really good, right?
Try and pronounce it.
Because you guys are going to race there, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yes, exactly. Well, tell us a little bit about the track. So maybe for folks that's never been to Mojave, where is it? How long is it to get there?
Well, we're Paris Auto Speedway. We're for like about 220 miles east. We're right along the Colorado River. The river's like probably 5 miles from the racetrack.
Okay.
We're in between Laughlin and Needles, California. And it's a third mile dirt banked. It's a very fast track, actually. It races really well.
Mm-hmm.
We've done a lot of improvements. We've repainted. We've bought all new timing systems.
Wow.
We just put up a new catch fence on the front straightaway. We're going to hopefully bring in sprint cars this year or next year. Hopefully going to have them for a couple of events. And it's been a work in progress, and we've looking forward to this year, actually.
Well, tell us a little history of the track for people that may not be aware of it. How long has it been around?
The track actually opened up in 1993 through Walt Carter that ran it up until me and my brother purchased it at the end of last year. We bought it actually in December of 2020. Our first event last year was in February, and we've done a lot of improvements, actually. The track was in pretty bad shape. I didn't realize it was in that bad of shape. We took it over, but we had to put all new wiring in there. We put all new lights on the top, all new lighting system in there. We put a new sound system in there. We put a new scoring loop in there so we can use Race Pass now for the convenience of the racers, and hopefully some of the people maybe don't make the races. Next year, we're going to try to do like some live streaming through Instant Imaging, which is out of Nevada.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have a lot of good things hopefully working out for this year.
What kind of classes do you have out of the track? What do you run?
Well, we're running, like I said, we're running the IMCA modifieds, the IMCA sport mods, the IMCA super stocks, and the IMCA sport compacts. We're also going to run what they call, it's like a mini mod class.
Mm-hmm.
And we run the dwarf cars out here. We run the street stock. We have our own street stock division that runs. And like I said, we're trying to schedule right now, actually in the process of working on that. It's going to bring out a couple of sprint car races, CRA sprint cars.
Wow.
We've got one in the works. Nothing's in concrete right now.
Right.
That's what we're hoping for.
Well, you might as well pile it all on one plate if you're going to do it, right?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Well, what's that old saying? Go big or go home?
I was thinking that too.
I know.
See what works. See what works.
That's it.
Well, because are there any tracks in your area outside of you?
The closest racetrack to us is actually Havasu Speedway, which is probably 45 miles. It's in Lake Havasu.
Yeah.
It's an asphalt track.
Oh.
And then our next closest is pretty much, believe it or not, is probably Paris. Probably Pahrump would be the next closest,
right.
and then Paris, which, Pahrump is probably about 180 miles from us, and Paris is probably 220 miles
right.
from us.
So you've got a large community of racers to take care of, basically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, well, definitely. We, you know, it's basically mostly locals that
right.
are coming. I'm trying to reach out to hopefully get some more California cars up to the racetrack. You know, we've increased the purses, you know, and I'm hoping to maybe increase them a little bit more this year. As far as a weekly program goes, I think we have probably one of the best paying purses for a weekly racing series. But I understand because it takes a lot of, you know, gas prices.
Sure. Sure.
Again, it's, you know, the expensive traveling is expensive.
Well, I tell you what, the kids in the studio with me today, better make sure I get them right. Bryson and Grant and Brent are both very excited to come out. That's all they've been talking about. So, you know, and then, of course, what I try to do is we'll drag them back in and tell us how the event went. So you'll get all kind. And by the way, you can always reach out to Scott. Anytime you're doing anything, you know, we try to support as many tracks as we possibly can. You know, even though you're not in our own backyard, our drivers will go to your track.
I was thinking that. David Hunt was in last week. He's
right.
going.
Yep.
We've got Grant and Braden. They're going.
They're
I know
going.
Darren Brown loves that track, too.
Right.
So he's probably going to be going. So it's talked a bit, you
yeah.
know, down
and they
there
all
in San
have
Diego.
Fans. They yeah. they all have fans, you know, race fans. And when they go, they go. And then when they go, their friends go.
And they talk about it with their teammates.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And if you're putting on a show like it sounds like you're putting on a show, then people will drive. I mean, it's not, you know, you're not that far from, what'd you say, Laughlin and what was the other one?
Laughlin and Needles. The Needles really isn't. That's a small community, Needles.
But you can go to Laughlin, stay at the hotel, yeah. stay at some nice hotels. Not that far of a drive to the track.
Wow. Right. Yeah. Yeah. The Avi, which is an Indian casino, that's like 12 miles. Yeah, it's like maybe
yeah.
10 miles from us. It's another casino. And so there's a lot to do out here. And then, you know, in the summertime, we close down through the summertime. But,
right.
you know, when the summers out here start earlier, so we have the river. A lot of people bring their race cars, and they go to the river during the daytime.
Sure.
The race.
Do you have the nicest restrooms as Paris Auto Speedway?
Nice.
We're working on those.
Because you yeah. know.
Ladies, we talk about that.
You'd be surprised. Hey, I get people in here, and that ends up being one of
yep. the mom behind
the mom
me
in
agrees,
the back. She's
yep,
got her thumb
Paris,
up.
Paris, yes, does kind of own that.
Yeah, Paris definitely has a very nice facility. That's for sure. And it's,
well, you know how Don
you
is.
Know.
Don knows. Don knows how to take
Cocoa
care.
Cocoa Paw, too. Sorry.
Yeah,
Cocoa Paw. Give a shout out to Cocoa Paw because theirs are nice, too.
Yes.
Yeah, Paris has a great sound system. The restaurant, they got a very nice facility there. I've been
yeah.
there many times.
And they got
yeah.
a pretty good announcer, too. I mean, that guy definitely.
Yeah, he knows what he's doing.
He rocks the house, no
yeah.
doubt that. Because yeah,
Scott was actually nice enough. Because our announcer was out the first three or four events last year, and Scott actually came up and did announcing for us last year.
Yeah, is he
which
not?
Was a great, which was a great help, yeah.
Isn't he? I mean, you know, here's a guy that probably doesn't know your racers, you know, like your announcer. And I always tell everybody, the announcer that knows all their racers is worth their weight in gold. But, yeah, Scott can, yeah, he knows how to tap dance. Yeah, he could definitely.
Yeah, no, he definitely did a great job.
Yeah, and I don't know what I'd do without him because he lines up great interviews
yeah.
like you, which, again, it's just so important that, you know, we keep every track alive and well. And hats off to you and your brother to – you know, to think about
keep it alive,
because that track could have very easily gone away, right?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, it was. Yeah, I would say it could have. Yes.
Yeah. So who's?
And we're trying to bring it back. We've actually had very good fans. You know, the fans have really showed up all
good.
This year. Actually, we had great fan count for the area. I mean, we don't probably do as well as a lot of them, but we're trying to work on that.
Sure.
Trying to build that up there and trying to make it more of a family event and make it fun for the fans.
There
and
you go.
We have a lot of things in store that we're hoping to do.
So who's the dirt doctor who takes care of the track?
Noah Gear, which his father worked at, did the track probably 10 years ago. And as a matter of fact, his dad's coming back. Actually, he's moving back down this area. He's up in Oregon, right there, Washington, and he's moving back down here in March.
Wow.
And talking to some of the drivers, those were probably some of the best tracks was back when he was preparing the track. So
yeah.
Hopefully we're going to get him back and help us prepare the track a little bit better for the racers.
Yeah, well, because you know that's an art just in itself, you know.
Yes.
And if you
yes,
get a good, yes. you get a good. I call them dirt doctors. You know,
yeah,
you did.
I heard it.
Yeah, you get a good one, boy. I tell you, you know, that's where all of the excitement.
Surface engineer.
Well, me and my brother, we've been out racing our whole lives. So, I mean, we kind of know what a track is, but as far as preparing it, we've learned a lot through last year running, and we actually had very good. The surface was very good last year. We didn't have any complaints, really. We had a very good racing surface.
But it's not like you need another job. You know what I'm saying?
This is way more work than I thought it was.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey.
Between me and my wife and my brother, we definitely put in a lot of hours.
You are not the first person that owns a track that has ever said that. And if it's not, if it wasn't for your family, can you imagine trying to do that on your own?
I couldn't even imagine.
No. So hats off to your family. Give me a website.
It's MojaveValleyRaceway.com.
Gosh, how tough is that? Yeah. All right, buddy. Well, hey, thank you very much for calling in. Merry Christmas to you and your family. Don't be a stranger. You're more than welcome to reach out, especially when you got something exciting coming. Because we'd love to do what we can to help keep you on the track.
Yeah, thanks for keeping another track open.
Thank you very much. And I'll get a hold of Scott because hopefully we can break some more news here. Hopefully in the next month or two.
Break it here on Racer Radio.
Yep, we like breaking news. All right, buddy, you take care.
All right, thank you guys very much. Have a great day and happy holidays.
Yeah, happy holidays to you too. All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we got a whole lot more right here on Racer Radio. FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful.
What, no sprung monkey?
Since we've no place to go. I was thinking about that.
Let it snow, let it snow. All right, folks, this is Racer Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
Sponsored by Certified Car Clinic. If you've got a car, street car, drag car, race car, not only can he do whatever needs to be done, but if you're in the racing world, he's got a nice dyno that can prove what he did was worth the effort. All right, we've got a ton of folks in the house. We got
a lot of fast guys.
Say what?
A lot of fast guys.
A lot of fast guys. Okay. So we've got Braden. Now, Braden and Grant. Your last name is?
No, it's Bronson and Braden are the brothers.
Oh, yeah. Where did I get? Don't mind me.
It's okay. We got a lot of fast guys.
Got a lot of fast guys. With a little.
Braden, Bronson, Grant, and Brent.
Phew, that's a lot of fast people.
And Dasher and Dancer.
Okay, so we're going to talk about Minnesota.
Well, yeah, I was wondering if Grant won the championship first and Braden got second. Has Braden ever beat Grant? And
yes.
The answer is yes.
Yeah. When we went back to Minnesota during the summer, we started so there was a 4-day shootout in Minnesota that went all the way up to like North Dakota. And then so we raced all around there for four different tracks in 4 nights.
That's why he wants to go back to Minnesota.
Yeah. It was a lot of fun.
Did you like it back there?
Yeah. The tracks it was like real clay. Like really fast racetracks.
And no two alike?
No. Every track was different we went to.
And you'd never been on any of them before?
Nope. That was our first time.
And you won?
Yeah.
You won the championship?
Yeah. We started the first night with blowing a motor.
That's a
me and Grant were racing pretty hard and then blew a motor. Grant won that night. The second, and then for the next 2 nights, I finished second. Then the last night, we were 5 points behind and then got the win that night, which got the championship.
Wow.
Whoa. Yeah.
So were they different enough you had to change the setup, or was your setup pretty consistent?
The setup was pretty close. We changed the gearing one time.
Out of the four tracks?
Yeah.
Okay, so if you blew a motor and you still raced, you want to throw a little love out to your crew?
Yeah, how'd that happen?
Yeah, it was a long day, that's for sure. We started early in the morning and got straight to the track, and the car was still in a lot of pieces. So once we got unloaded, we barely got it put together for hot laps.
Who's we?
Yeah, who are your crew?
It was me, my mom, my dad, Seth from the Sextons to help him. He helped a bunch. Yeah, it was and my grandpa, my grandma. It was mostly us.
So it's a family team.
Yep.
Wow, it's a team you can't yell at.
Yeah.
You got to remember that. You can never yell at. So were you kind of surprised at how well he did in Minnesota?
No, I knew he was fast, and I knew he could kick my butt like that. But I didn't think he was going to do it that fast, though. He learned so fast, and then the new hyper and stuff, he just figured it out so quick.
You think that car had a lot to do with it, the hyper
chassis? Yeah, that was one of my third race going in to Minnesota with it.
Wow. What chassis do you run?
I run a Triple X.
Okay.
Or it's a DLH. Triple X, the same thing.
Yeah, okay. Are you thinking about possibly going to hyper, or are you pretty happy with your chassis?
I really like the Triple X, but I mean,
if somebody handed you one.
Yeah.
Well, would you say, you know, okay, you're in two different chassis, and I'm sure you've driven his car and he's driven your car, right?
No, not yet.
Not yet. I'll be driving a hyper in Tulsa, though. So.
I was going to ask, are you bringing a car back? Are you renting a car?
Oh,
how do you get your cars back there?
We got the ride with Hyper. I'd like to shout out Scott and Jimmy Keys and Savage Racing, Brian and Sam Fonseca. They hooked it up big time.
Right.
Nice.
To get this ride.
Good shout out.
Yes. Yeah. And my dad, Sex and Fire Protection.
He had to poke you with his elbow.
Yeah.
Well, you know, and really, because, you know, we were talking off air, because you just never know who's going to be there, who's going to be watching.
Oh, yeah.
Good or bad. You know, you have a bad race, don't be throwing that helmet.
Oh, yeah. Right?
Yeah, I don't know what to expect, so I'll just be sitting there asking the guys what they need every 5 seconds, because I don't know. I want to set the right impression.
Bring some jackets. I hear it's always
cold. Oh, it's freezing back there. Yeah.
Now, do you work on the car?
On my car, yeah.
Okay, but you won't work on these when you go back there?
If I need to, I will.
Yeah.
Of course.
Good attitude.
Yes.
Do you work on your car?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you like work on it? Yeah, I think you're the one that likes to work
on
your car.
He's in love with the car. Not in a bad way.
I
think Robert Peters kind of and myself, we just love our car.
Yeah. So your communication skills with your crew chief are pretty easy?
Yeah, I pretty much come off the track and tell what I want, and then we all go to work on it to change what we need to change before we get to go back out.
Are you the same way, pretty much?
Yeah, or our crew chief, Seth, he knows a lot about these lightning sprints, so he does a lot of it. We just have to relay back what the car is doing, and then he hooks it up pretty good. He's an awesome crew chief.
Right.
Well, who's going to be showing the Tulsa shootout? Like Flo? Like, how can I watch it here in San Diego?
It'll be live on Flo Racing all week.
It is. Sure. And then you got to tell us your numbers so we know who to watch for.
I believe I'm 14H. 14. And then you're 14H?
N.
What are you?
I think I'm just 14.
Or just 14.
14. Oh. Shout out to Team Ernst and Brown. They're listening right now in Colorado.
Oh, yeah?
Just so you know, they'll be in Tulsa shootout as well.
I think it's going to be, the shootout's going to be pretty wild.
I think so. Oh, and the Chili Bowl's going to be fun with AJ, Kyle, Swanson.
That's
a lot of good racing this 2 weeks.
Yeah. I think, is Brody going? I think Brody Rowe has got to go. Sheldon's going to drive?
Excuse me, what? I did not know
Grab that microphone and pull that thing over there.
Oh, yeah. No, Sheldon will be there. Darren Brent with his new B&B 600 chassis are going to be out there. Those guys are.
Well, that's advertising.
Oh, yeah. I'm telling you, those guys are out there at Swift Powder Coat, which is one of our sponsors.
And all of them, they've
started a new division out of Swift Powder Coat.
Up sponsors, who wants to do it? Who wants to rattle them off?
I think the drivers.
The drivers should do that.
I think so, too. Who are your sponsors?
Sexton Fire Protection, BK Wings, Swift Powder Coat, my Nana, of course, SGR. We got a bunch of people who chip money throughout the year.
Yeah.
A bunch, Scott and Jimmy Keys, big time. They've been sponsoring us for a few years now.
Right.
And then Brian and Sam Fonseca again, Savage Racing.
Yeah. How about you?
AIM Ortega, RTLs are like my biggest sponsors. My mom and dad, AIM Sports Data, Swift Powder Coat, Hoosier Tire, CSI Shocks, Hyper, and everybody else.
And you know how he's doing? He's looking at his race car. He's picturing the race car, and he's reading off the decal. Hey, now, is your car the same color as your grandfather's trucks, white with the red lettering?
Mine's like all white right now, white and black.
Yeah.
And then right now, my chassis, it's all a chassis right now. It's going to get repowder coated.
Yeah. The only reason I say it, I love your grandfather's logo.
Yeah.
You know, with that, the Ortega. I just love the look of it. It's clean. What color is your car?
This year is white, black, and gray. And then I don't know what I want to do. I want to do something flashy, though.
Well, of course you do.
Yeah. Well, he's the champion.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
You got to do
May
something.
May as well just put a bullseye on the back.
Oh, yeah. You got to put a bullseye on the back of your race car because you know they're coming for you.
He's got to put a bullseye. Well, I'm chasing him now.
Oh! Little family challenge
that's
here.
Good stuff, though. That's good.
But, hey, families that race together, play together.
They're all
going to
be chasing me.
Ooh! Pull the
That's
mic
a,
over
like
there.
That's like a Paul Dyke kind of statement
there. Yeah, tell us about that, Paul.
Yeah, Paul. Paul's a good dude.
He really is. Yeah, he just hates it when his kids beat him.
These guys, we do. I mean, we travel so much together, all of us. I mean, more Braden and Bronson's dad. You know, we love rubbing one another about all this stuff. But they give it to me so much that literally when I do actually beat them, I got to rub it in when I can.
Oh, yeah. So what do you have, like a 80-foot tractor trailer?
Oh, God. Well, we originally bought it for two cars and a pick cart, but then it's a 32-foot trailer, which these cars are 10-foot from bumper to bumper. Oh, and then my oldest son, Dalton, he's a little camera. What do you call it? He's got a face for radio.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
anyways,
yeah.
So he just wanted to do it after Grant did the Tulsa shootout. We were out there for a week.
So now we got
to
add another car.
So we added another. Yes. Now we actually tear up more stuff in transit than we do on the racetrack.
Do you really? You have a double-decker?
Oh, that's these guys. I have to borrow their other 30-foot trailer just to get the rest of the stuff there.
Well, then, yeah. My God.
Thanks to RTL and, you know, AM Ortega.
Oh, yeah. You got to have it all. Well, God, doesn't it make you jealous that we can't go?
A little bit. I think I'm going to call Julie Brown and ask. We've had showings before. She gets it, and we all come over. Yeah.
Get that Flow Racing. We'll be live starting Tuesday.
Definitely.
Tuesday's going to be Monday. It's actually December 27th, I think, is move-in. And then we start, because we leave the day after Christmas. We're driving back. They're flying back. But move-in's on Monday, and they actually start racing Tuesday all the way till New Year's. Day Saturdays there's over I think 1,300 or 1,400 entries so far.
All right, well, since 600, since we let the pilot sit here all by himself, when you get your off-road rig, we'll do a segment or do a show for you on that, and then put that race car on KUSI, make sure it starts, because they love to hear that thing, because what, 800 about 800 horse.
Those I think are running 300 or so.
Oh, we'll bump you up. All right, guys. Hey,
You
very much
good
for taking time. This has been a great show.
Thank you.
Got a website?
I do not, but I got Instagram and Facebook. You just look up Grant Sexton, it should pop up.
All right, how about you?
Yeah, just look up Brain Tremonti, Instagram and Facebook.
You got
it. And that's with a C.
Yep. A big C. All right, guys. Merry Christmas to you all and Happy New Year, and we will be taking a break. Right here on Racer Radio. Don't go anywhere. Gun Sports Radio in the wings on 98.1 FM, 96.1 and AM 1170. The
answer.
This program is sponsored by Dave Stahl.